There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is John Batzer, conversation with colleague Gregory Copley about the decision by the Chinese Communist Party or Xi Jinping or the PLA not to send the defense minister to the Shangri-La dialogue. At the last moment, not to send. The U.S. was not properly informed beforehand. Mr. Hegseth will be there, other speakers, but the Chinese will not be represented by the defense minister. This follows months of speculation about generals being purged from the army, from the navy, defense ministers being purged. Another defense minister now is called into question. What does it mean? Gregory addresses the matter and also about the meaning of it all if and when we presume the Chinese will attack Taiwan. There is no one answer. It's except that something is wrong and that the Chinese military, the Central Military Commission, the six-man board, Xi is one of them, has had two of its officers replaced in the last 7 months. Now the defense minister is gone. Why? Here's Gregory. More of this tonight.
The fact that they didn't send the defense minister to the Shangri-La dialogue in Singapore is a real message. And the question is, who is sending the message and what is that message? Well, I believe that the message is not from Xi Jinping. I believe the message is from the Communist Party of China in general to basically say, you know, we are not engaging in an outward projection at this point. I believe that Xi has actually lost control of the PLA and the party is basically dictating this purge, not Xi Jinping himself. So essentially, the party is taking away his base of stalwarts, the Xi appointees. So essentially, we've got the PLA being brought back under the control of the party to a large degree. And that may be at the PLA's insistence or suggestion, or maybe something which is just obvious to the party. There's no question that the PLA is not ready to take on this task of attacking Taiwan, even though the United States, for example, and Japan and so on, have to act and prepare in a way that they could deal with a PLA attack on Taiwan.